Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Those are words of encouragement. But you know, earlier in the text, Jesus tells his disciples, if you're going to follow in my ministry, that there's some possibilities. And some possibilities might be you might experience physical danger, imprisonment, or even death. And then he goes on to say it's possible that there might be some social consequences. Your friends will turn away from you, your family might disown you, and you'll become tired, cold, and hungry. And don't be surprised if they don't shut the door in your face. How's that for a recruitment strategy? I wonder how many of us would quickly raise our hand without hesitation. Well, Lord, you said, whatever I face, you'd be there with me, so I'm signing up and I'm ready to go. It doesn't seem possible that someone would join such a perilous cause, but they did. Beginning with the 12 and thousands afterwards accepted the call of discipleship and the church was born. What evoked such loyalty then and today? I believe those who stand firm in their faith in spite of trials and testing voices do so because they have seen glimpses of God. Glimpses of God that told them that they were loved and cherished by their Creator. Glimpses of God that they have discovered that this life is not the end. Glimpses of God where they trusted when they didn't know the way or the direction, they trusted in His direction and way. Glimpses of God comes to us in many ways. God's Spirit opens our eyes to see Him in the wonders of creation. His Spirit opens our hearts to see Him in our brothers and sisters, all people as brothers and sisters, as that hymn Between the Lessons so perfectly speaks of that. His Spirit opens our minds to understand His Word. We discover in His Word the good that we do is not from our own ability to do good, but God working in us. And that's what St. Paul meant in our second lesson when he speaks about the advantage, the reward you get is sanctification. Now, sanctification means this: becoming what God intends for us to be. It is not a one-time experience. It is a process. It's a movement where more and more we move toward God's ways. Paul never forgot that every time he met a stranger, God would use him to give that person a glimpse of Him. And that is not egotism. Rather, the opposite. It's humbling ourselves to point that God's love can shine through us. Biblically, to be humble does not mean to be quiet or shy or unassuming. In fact, in that definition is a character of boldness. The boldness comes not from self-confidence. Rather, it comes from being completely confident in God. To be humble before God means that we accept with certainty that God can do in us what we could not do on our own. It takes humility to love your enemy, and that is a boldness we could never do on our own. It takes humility to forgive someone who's hurt us. It takes humility to share your faith, yet it's a boldness we could never do on our own. It takes humility to face death and not be afraid, yet that's a boldness we could never do on our own. When we place ourselves in God's hand, trusting His faithfulness to us, others are going to see God's love alive and working, a glimpse of God. And we've all witnessed that many times. I can't tell you how many times people have shared with me how people within the church family have touched their lives. And most recently, I think about Vita Morris and Beverly Profak, how many times people have come up and said how they had inspired their life. Each person here has the same gift that has enabled Christians down through the ages to give a glimpse of God, because each and every one has been given the gift of God's Spirit. Glimpses of God are around us all the time. Folks calling and inquiring on the health of fellow members, taking members to doctor's appointments, serving at the pantry, partnering with other churches, or working and serving with fellow members. Glimpses of God when I see members at worship and I know the struggles that they're facing, the health issues that they're going through, the family crisis that they're working through, the financial problems that are burdening them. Glimpses of God are everywhere, and want you to know that every Thursday at 1:30, there's a group that meets every week to pray for each and every one of you. Glimpses of God. Glimpses of God when I witness the faithfulness of a husband at the nursing home whose wife's been there for years, and she doesn't quite know if he's there and who he is. Faithfully there. And his comment is, "She spoiled me for our first 30 years. Now it's my turn." Glimpses of God are everywhere. If you and I take time to be attentive to who and what we encounter every day, as we move through the day, ask ourselves, do people see a glimpse of God in my life? Can others feel God's love reaching out through me as I meet people where they're at? Do others experience God's grace and forgiveness through my words? Will others know that God accepts them and values them by the way I interact with them? Maybe you might ask, who am I that others should see Christ in me? Who am I that others should see glimpses of God through me? Maybe it's asking the wrong question. It's not who I am, but whose I am. Have you ever comment or have someone comment for you on you? You look at a father and son or a mother and daughter, and looking at them, you comment, "Looking at you, there can be no doubt you're related." Well, that's exactly what we want people to say about us. Looking at our lives, there is no doubt you are God's daughter. You are God's son. Here and everywhere, looking at you, and see a glimpse of God. Amen.